This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good evening and welcome once again to At Close of Day. I'm your host Herb Pettersen, and as usual I'll be with you through till 10 o'clock tonight. Trust you'll enjoy the program that we have for you. There's nothing special on this particular weekend, so we'll just be having our normal program. And so we'll move along with our hymn to start with. And it's written by Horatius Bonar, and it's entitled I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, and it's brought to us by the Jubilate Singers. Heard the voice of Jesus say. That came to us from the Jubilate Singers. Well, our march tonight comes to us by Men of Brass, which is a combination of three English brass bands under the direction of Harry Mortimer. And the march we're going to hear is entitled Medallion, written by Morton, which happened to be the pen name of Harry Mortimer. So here we are with his march, and he's conducting the Men of Brass. That was the march, Medallion, written by Morton, the pen name for Harry Mortimer, who was conducting Men of Brass. Well, this next number is one I just discovered recently, and yes, we used to know it many years ago, but we're going to hear the voice of Nelson Eddy, who was alive from 1901 to 1967. He was an American baritone singer, and he was in 19 musical films during years during the 1930s and 40s. He sang in opera, on the concert stage, radio, television, and nightclubs. And in 8 films, he starred with the soprano Jeanette MacDonald. And he's singing a number entitled Trees, and the words are from a lyric poem by Joyce Kilner, and it was written back in February 1913, and it's been obviously arranged to music. So here we are, Nelson Eddy with Trees.
Flowing breath. and lips her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain, poems are made by fools like me. But
that was Trees, sung by Nelson Eddy. That was Robin's Return, played by Gil Desch, and there's a little story along with him. And he was born on the 3rd of February in 1897 in England, and he died on the 1st of November 1974 in New Zealand. In 1930, he had spent 3 months in New Zealand. During that time, he recorded a session on Maori choral music. And in 1936, he came to New Zealand on 8 months' tour and stayed in New Zealand and was associated with the formation of the National Orchestra, which is now the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. So that was Gildesh with The Robin's Return. That was Shine, Jesus, Shine, written by Graham Kendrick, and it doesn't give, I think it must have been at a gathering of some sort. So, yes, the applause at the finish. Well, we turn now to Henry Mancini and his orchestra, and he brings us a number which was written by Burt Bacharach, and it's entitled Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Was Henry Mancini and his orchestra with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, which was written by Burt Bacharach. And to take us through to our bandstand, we are going to hear from the Maranatha Singers, and they bring us Jesus, Name Above All Names.
With us,
That was the Maranatha Singers with Jesus' Name Above All Names. And you're listening to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, broadcasting on 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. Come now to our bandstand. And a little different tonight. It's taken from a CD entitled The Euphonium Songbook. And yes, we're featuring euphoniums. The first one up, we're going to hear Serenade from The Student Prince by Sigmund Romberg, an arrangement by Oswin. And the euphonium player is Rick McDonnell, a New Zealander, and he's with the Marple Band under Gary Cutt. Serenade from The Student Prince by Sigmund Romberg, arranged by Oslin, and was Ricky McDonnell on the euphonium, accompanied by the Marple Band under Gary Cutt. Our next number features three UFOs and an E-flat bass. All the Things You Are was written by Jerome Kern and arranged here by Maunder. Features Ricky McDonnell, Mike Kilby, Bob Childs on euphoniums, and Peter Gratrix on E-flat bass. The Things You Are, written by Jerome Kern and arranged there for brass, and featured, yes, three euphoniums, one E-flat bass and the Marple Band. And finally, from this recording, I Dreamt I Dwelt in Marble Halls, was written by Balfe and arranged by Kerwin, and features Mike Kilby, an English euphonium player, and he's accompanied by Maxine Mullins at the piano and Pamela Horrop on the harp.
Thank you.
I Dreamt I Dwelt in Marble Halls, featuring Mike Kilby on the euphonium, accompanied by Maxine Mullins on the piano and Pamela Horrop on the harp, and accompanied also by the Marple Band. And that concludes our bandstand for this evening.
Chords of Love, music to encourage you.
People who love their enemies are revolutionaries. A graduate student named Jack became such a revolutionary in spite of himself. One summer he asked God for a position in a Christian mission organization. He contacted several organizations but found no openings. Finally, he had to take any job available. He ended up driving a public transportation bus in Chicago. A street gang rode his bus every day without paying and made threats against him. One day they dragged him off the bus and beat him unconscious. In the hospital, Jack was bitter toward them and God. "Lord," he complained, "I prayed for work in a Christian mission, and all you gave me was this lousy job and a beating." Jack pressed charges and the gang members were arrested, brought to trial and found guilty. But during the trial, God began replacing Jack's bitterness with compassion and love. When the judge pronounced the sentence, Jack asked for permission to serve their combined jail time. Stunned, the judge said, "There's no precedence for this." "Yes, there is," Jack replied, explaining that Jesus died on the cross for a guilty world. Jack's request was denied, but he began visiting the young men in jail and saw most of them become Christians. When we love others that way, it's revolutionary.
I thought that I was all alone, broken and afraid. You were there with me. Yes, you were there with me. And I didn't even know that I had lost my way. But you were there with me. Yes, you were there with me. Until you opened up my eyes, I never knew that I could never make it without you. Even though the journey's long and I know the road is hard, well, the one who's gone before me, he will help me carry on. And after all that I've been through, now I realize the truth, that I must go through the valley to stand upon the mountain of God. As I travel on the road that you ever led me down, you are here with me. Yes, you are here with me. I have need for nothing more. Oh, and now that I have found that you are here with me, yes, you are here with me. I confess from time to time I lose my way. But you're always there to bring me back again. Even though the journey's long and I know the road is hard, well, the one who's gone before me, he will help me carry on. After all that I've been through, now I realize the truth, valley, to stand upon the mountain. Yes, I must go through the valley, to stand upon the mountain. Yes, I must go through the valley, to stand upon the mountain of God.
Unconditional love. How refreshing to see it in action. A doctor recounted how moved he was by a young husband's response to his wife after her facial surgery. To remove a tumour, the surgeon had to sever a nerve that controlled the muscles of her mouth. After the operation, as he and the husband stood by the woman's bedside, she asked, "Will my mouth always look like this?" The doctor said, "Yes." The husband looked at his wife, smiled, and said he found her mouth kind of cute. Then he bent over and kissed her, twisting his own lips to meet hers. God said he loved his wayward people Israel unconditionally in spite of their unfaithfulness to him. He said he would continue to love them so that one day they would return to him and receive all the blessings reserved for them. Unconditional love. That's how God loves his children. What a comfort. Unconditional love. And that's how God expects us to love others. What a challenge.
Still waters and to mercy, and nothing
All too often we take for granted the ones we love. Perhaps we get caught up in the day-to-day process of living and working, and we neglect to share our true inner feelings. She knows I love her, we tell ourselves, but we never tell our spouse. Maybe you grew up in a family where positive, loving feelings were never expressed in words, so you don't know what to say. Perhaps say it with flowers is how you tell that special someone of your love, or perhaps you say it with a well-chosen card. Everyone needs to hear words of love. Today, tell that special person, I love you, not just with flowers or chocolates, but with words.
This is the body. Sacrifice has set me free. I hunger and thirst for your love. Come fill me today. This is the body. This is the blood.
Listening to Chords of Love, music to encourage you.
And that brings us to our classical corner. And first up, we have an overture. It's the overture to Colas Brignone, by Kabalevsky, and it comes to us from the Boston Pops under John Williams. The overture to Colas Brignon by Kabalevsky and brought to us by the Boston Pops under John Williams. We turn now to Edward Elgar, and we hear his Salut d'Amour, an arrangement here by Christian Badzura, and it features Daniel Hope on the violin, accompanied by piano and strings.
As the sun falls through the hourglass, your love slips away. I have dreamed of you so many times. I long for you to stay.
Doesn't seem as though it's going to help me out. I'll put in our next track and see if I can work that one out. And that will be Concerto for Flutes or Oboe and Strings in C by Joseph Haydn. And it's the first movement, Allegro con Spirito. And it comes to us from the Camerata Romana under Alberto Lizio. Thank you. first movement from Concerto for Flute, Oboe and Strings in C by Joseph Haydn and played by the Camerata Romana under Alberto Lizio. We'll see how we go now on Salute d'Amour by Edward Elgar, an arrangement by Christian Mazzura and featuring Daniel Hope on the violin accompanied by piano and strings. Salute d'Amour by Edward Elgar, played there by Daniel Hope, on the violin accompanied by piano and strings. We conclude our classical corner with the second movement from Symphony No. 3 in A minor, Opus 56, The Scottish by Mendelssohn. It comes to us from the Munich Symphony Orchestra under Alfred Scholz.
Thank you.
Concluding Classical Corner for this evening was the second movement from Symphony No. 3 in A minor, Opus 56, The Scottish by Mendelssohn, brought to us by the Munich Symphony Orchestra. And we'll have another Classical Corner next Sunday evening. National Staff Songsters under Len Ballantyne singing Proclaim the Glory of the Lord. And the introduction to that was music written by Handel. To take us through to our In Touch with God, we're going to hear Sanctus from Schubert and from his German Mass, and it comes to us from the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. And the translation of the words that they are singing in German, the translation is, "Holy, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, 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 and none holy but He. He without beginning, He that ever was, everlasting, reigning, living evermore. Omnipotence, wonder, love, all surround us here. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord." Sanctus by Schubert, sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. And you're listening to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, broadcasting on 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. We're here now, In Touch with God.
In Touch with God.
A man's conscience is the Lord's searchlight, exposing his hidden motives. Hurl the stones at her until she dies, but only he who never sinned may throw the first. And the Jewish leaders slipped away, one by one, beginning with the eldest. Who told you you were naked? The Lord God asked. Have you eaten the fruit from the tree I warned you about? Knowing what is right to do and then not doing it is sin. If we have bad consciences and feel that we have done wrong, the Lord will surely feel it even more, for he knows everything we do. But, dearly loved friends, if our consciences are clear, we can come to the Lord with perfect assurance and trust. There is nothing wrong with meat, but it is wrong to eat it if it makes another stumble. Happy is the man who does not sin by doing what he knows is right. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test my thoughts. Point out anything you find in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life.
Time to love me, and you are there.
readings in this program are from Living Light, used by permission.
And we'll hear again from In Touch with God next Sunday evening. We turn now to the Maranatha Singers, and they bring us He is Lord. Is Lord, brought to us by the Maranatha Singers. We turn to Barbara Mandrell now, and she brings us I Will Glory in the Cross.
Cross, lest his suffering all be.
And that was Barbara Mandrell with I Will Glory in the Cross. We turn now to our meditation with Judy Gillen.
Psalm 37, verse 5 and 6 gives us a lesson and a promise. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Joseph committed his way into the Lord's hands that terrible day when he was falsely accused. He kept his hands off. He was 3 years under the black cloud of accusations by Potiphar's wife. But when he came forth into the light, there was not a stain upon his soul. The noble bearing of Joseph teaches us how to rise above all circumstances and conditions, to all unkind or unjust treatment. This is the greatest lesson of life. If you are going to resent, resist, and be unforgiving in every change of social temperament, every variation of experience, your spirit running up and down like the mercury in the thermometer, with the fluctuations of the atmosphere, then you are going to have a sorry time of it, and in the process may lose eternal rank. We must aspire to live unaffected by circumstances, and Joseph has shown us how. Being morbid is sickly living. Discouragement is not divine. Today, God uses principles in training us for high service and for rulership in the hereafter. In the case of Joseph, there were many, many things that would have made us bitter, which would have broken our spirits and caused us to surrender to resentment, by which he overcame by a right reaction. Only a close personal relationship with God made this possible. Because of this, he came through unhurt. His spirit was still strong and sweet. He was triumphant over all the circumstances that would have made the ordinary person despondent and hopeless. Only a deep devotional life brought him through without despair. God is telling us, through this experience, that if we will take the worst that life can bring without growing hard and cynical, rebellious and resentful, God has something good in store for us. Because love grows only through adversity, through testing. There is much in Joseph's experience that would have made the ordinary person misanthropic. Take, for instance, the butler. Joseph interpreted the butler's dream and told him that he would soon be restored to his master's favour, and asked him to remember him when he was restored to his former position. Doubtless he hoped that the butler, whom he had befriended, would try to do something to get him out of prison, and the butler promised. 2 years later, Joseph was still in prison, and the butler had forgotten. But Joseph didn't grow pessimistic even then. He could have said, "This is the reward that I get for helping somebody." He could have said, "Virtue doesn't pay." This idea of returning good for evil just doesn't work. He had hoped that the butler, who was in close contact with Pharaoh, could have spoken to him and have had him released. He didn't grow sullen, unforgiving, or vengeful. Joseph had to believe that my times are in your hand, as it says in Psalm 31. Only this faith could have enabled Joseph to keep his sanity and triumph over such deception and foul play. And believe it or not, this faith is as valid today as it was then.
And we'll hear again from Judy Gillam next Sunday evening. We hear now from George Beverly Shea. Yes, he was the soloist at the Billy Graham Crusades around the world, and a very fine singer and a great Christian. And so we're going to hear from him tonight, and he brings us a number entitled In Tenderness He Sought Me, referring obviously to the Lord Jesus Christ.
He sought me, weary and sick with sin, and on his shoulders brought me back to his fold again. While angels in his presence sang until the courts of heaven rang. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the love that brought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold, wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. He pointed to the nail prints, for me his blood was shed. A mocking crown so thorny was placed upon his head. I wondered what he saw in me to suffer such deep agony. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the love that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold, wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the love that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold, wondrous grace that brought me to the fold.
Yes, that was George Beverly Shea with In Tenderness He Sought Me. And we come now to our final number for tonight, and it comes to us from the Pasadena Tabernacle Songsters, and it's entitled At Your Mercy Seat. And yes, we hear in the Bible about the mercy seat. And so Pasadena Tabernacle Songsters will sing At Your Mercy Seat for us.
From every stormy wind that blows, from
Well, once again, we've come to the end of At Close of Day. I trust you enjoyed our programme for tonight. But above all, I just pray that you know Jesus as your Saviour. Yes, the songsters sang about the mercy seat. It was a place where people came and knelt and prayed. Prayed for salvation. Prayed that the Lord Jesus would come into their lives. And yes, you can kneel at a chair, you can kneel at a bed and just ask Jesus to come into your life, take charge of your living and guide you in all things that you do. He's a wonderful friend and he watches over us at all times. We are told in God's word that he is our mediator with the Father. It says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." And so Jesus confers with the Father on our behalf. And also, there is the Holy Spirit. And we are coming up towards Pentecost, the beginning of June. And that commemorates the coming of the Holy Spirit into the world back in the time of Jesus and the disciples. And that Holy Spirit is here with us today. We are told in God's word that he dwells in our hearts and he guides us in God's way. He shows us the way that God would have us go. He's there for us at all times. He watches over us and he answers our prayer. I have had that happen. And so I just pray that you will consider this matter. It's vital. If you know Jesus as your Saviour, have given your life over to him, then when he comes back for his own, which he is going to do in the rapture, and nobody knows when that is except God alone, and so when he comes to take his people to be with him, if you believe in Jesus, you will be one of those that go up to meet him in the clouds. We are told that in a twinkling of an eye, we will be changed and we will be taken up to be with him. But if we don't know him, then we will be left behind. And the future will not be a pleasant one, unfortunately, because those who reject God to the last days, they will suffer the punishment. And the punishment is not pleasant. We're told in the Bible that it's a lake of fire, and Satan and his hosts will be in there with their reward. And so, to receive the reward of eternal life, ask Jesus into your life. And I pray that you will come to know him as your friend and saviour. Well, it's coming up to the time that I wasn't here, so I would just like to wish you all a very good night, and I pray that God will bless you through this coming week, and that you will seriously think about whether you want Jesus in your life or not. If you have him, that is wonderful. If not, it will change your life if you accept him. So I say good night, and God bless you, each one.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kidnappers, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.